We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Real funny. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Well, it's our weekly visit with the world's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey. How about that? 1-800-827-GARY. 1-800-827-GARY. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm great. Good morning.
Beautiful.
Good morning.
Beautiful. How is it? Hey, what part of the world are you in? Are you still in Minneapolis?
Yeah, I'm still in Minneapolis. It snowed. It's pretty, you know, that kind of thing.
Okay, because I know it had been unnaturally warm there, and it's about 10 degrees shy of where we normally are here, and I just wondered how much like Minneapolis we were at the moment, but my guess is it's not close.
No, it's pretty chilly.
Nope.
No. 1-800-827-GARY.
Everything's white. Everything's all white. It's all snow.
Oh, you know? Yeah. Love that.
Beautiful. Yeah, I'll take the desert. I'm good with it. You know what? You don't have to shovel any of this.
You don't have to shovel none of it. I would love to, next time you're in town, Gary, if you're going to be here for like any sort of like winter feeling at all, we'll have to take you to Mount Charleston just to kind of get his comparison, because Minneapolis being so white and everything during the winter.
Well, yeah, he doesn't live there. He just hangs out there sometimes.
Yeah.
But 1-800-827-GARY, 1-800-827-GARY, if you want to get a private reading with the world's greatest psychic, Gary Spivey. And let's see what we have here. Where do I want to start here? Actually, I'm trying to pull up the phone screen and it's not working. Mm-hmm. Hang on, I got it. Yeah, let's try Stephen first. Let's go ahead to Stephen first. So what kind of... Oh, I got you. Wait. Mother-in-law traveled out of state to get her residency. Will you talk me through this, what we're talking about, Stephen?
So, basically, she's been here since she was just about a minor. And so, now to go through with her papers and to do it the right way, she's got to travel out of state to get some papers and then come back for her residency.
You mean to get, like, a driver's license?
No. Like, get her, papers, like immigration papers.
You mean she's from out of the country, not from out of the...
Correct.
I got you.
Not out of state, sorry.
Is it Stephen or Stefan?
Stefan.
Stefan, my apologies.
No worries.
So, Gary, is this going to be smooth? Or is this... It's because it... the way... So what I'm understanding from you, Stefan, is that this has got a few potholes in the road.
Correct, yes.
Well, you know, she has a lot of light with her, and sometimes the light will get you through troubled times, even legal problems. And so I see just a beautiful golden road, and I do see some potholes in the road, but I do see that she goes around it, and it looks like she's doing good. Does she have, you would probably say one attorney, but does she have two attorneys that are helping her, or do you know?
I believe it's just one, but there might be another.
Okay. It feels like that the other one and that one, two together, are going to really, and they may even work together. I think they do. But it looks like they really got a path for that is the only thing she can do, basically. So she's doing what she's doing. But it looks like to me that it'll work out. And a lot of it's just because she has such amazing light. These days, you can manifest light. And so I mean, she's got people praying like crazy for her, right?
Definitely, yes.
Okay, well, it works because I see all this glowing light. She looks like a science fiction movie from my eyes. And so she's just glowing, like a big glowing person. And so and I just cleared it all off, and see, now you feel a little lighter yourself. You can feel that. And so, but I just see all this light going, and I see a golden path. And so I wish her the best, and it looks like her attorneys are as good as they could possibly be in the world. So that's what I think.
All righty. Thank you so much, Gary. I appreciate it.
Hey, good luck.
What's funny is sometimes too, and not that we're psychic, but we're somewhat empathic, and sometimes going into these, it seems like it's going to be tense, and I didn't get that feel.
Right. Yeah, the road's definitely bumpy. It's not an easy route.
No, but I think they're happy. Stefan, best of luck. Thank you, man. And thank you for supporting this show. We appreciate you. Yeah. I think we'll talk to Aaron next. But I think they probably are looking for more people who are willing to travel that road, if that makes sense.
Yeah, more than likely.
No doubt about it. Aaron, this is adorable. Why? Well, okay, let's go. Let's take this in reverse. So what exactly is wrong with your hot mess of a son right at the moment?
Well, he's 17 right now, be 18 in May, and he ran into some trouble that he caused and is currently paying his debt to society, and he seems like he's getting a clue and he's on the right path, but he's getting out shortly, and I just want to make sure he's going to get out and hit the ground running and he's gained some perspective on life, and so come out with this diploma and do the right thing.
Speaking of traveling rough roads, speaking of traveling roads with potholes in them, Gary, is he going to straighten down, fly right?
Even I couldn't answer it, and here's how come. If he's not doing any kind of substances, alcohol, weed, worse, if he does nothing, he'll be fine. If he does something, he won't be fine. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Well, so his issue is whether he's going to get out and keep on doing stuff, or he's going to quit that. And so that's his lesson in this lifetime. And I see him relearning this lesson over and over and over until he gets it. And so that's what I see, because he's amazing. He's a bright light. He looks like he was, put here on earth to do things, to make a difference in other people's lives in a positive way. And he's a great kid, right?
Right. Well, yes, he's definitely got potential. I just don't want him to get, sucked into those potholes of life.
Yeah, well, that's his issue. His issue is any kind of substances. He has to just not. He can't indulge. He can't be an addict. And so if he takes that really serious, that's the biggest thing he needs to do, is take that serious. And he's got to take it serious before he gets out. And so to hang out with the same kind of people that some of the people I see him that he hung out with, this is a really horrible idea. And so if you can drill that into his head somehow, even a little more, I feel like that's the key to this. Does it make sense to you?
Yes. Do you see him passing his high school equivalency? Will he come out with his credentials? Because he has an opportunity to do so. And I'm just crossing my fingers and hoping every day he passes all his tests.
Yeah, no, he'll do fine. He'll do fine. If he's not high, he does great. And if he does, if he gets high, he's horrible. I mean, he's horrible.
Yeah, well, he's got six months sober now, so hopefully that's a bit of a jump start.
Yeah,
it is now. As long as, it is now.
What are the chances of getting him into the military?
I don't know if that's something he's interested in. To be honest, he just hasn't found what he is interested in yet, and 17 is kind of young for most people to figure out, what they want to do. So I don't even know if he thinks of that as an option.
Understood. I have a godson that walked a similar path, and the structure But he was an athlete who thought that he was going to be an athlete, and then the realities of such things kind of smacked him in the face, and he started drinking a bunch, and so he didn't get to the point where the authorities got involved, but that was probably coming. He went into the Navy, and he's crushing it.
That's awesome, dude.
So I just didn't know.
Well, it's funny because he's crushing it right now where he's at with, you know, he has no choice but to be structured. And I really have seen like a whole turnaround from him. But at this point, it's forced, you know. Yeah. But it's a step in the right direction.
No, it's mom's job to worry.
He's doing great. Yeah, he's doing great. He's doing really good.
He's on the football team where he's at, and they're actually made it to state, and they're playing this Monday at Allegiant Stadium. Do you see them winning? That would be a good morale.
You know what? We'll allow the second question, Gary.
It feels like they just might do it because it looks like they're all really in the zone. It looks like they're crazy to win this game. Crazy to win it.
Yeah.
So there we go.
I'm sure they all need the morale boost.
Yeah.
There we go.
How about you? Aaron, how are you? You good?
I'm hanging in there. I've got four kiddos, and it's big fun. It's never a dull moment.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Awesome. Yeah, you're doing fine. That's good. I just wanted to make sure we checked up on you before we went on to the next. Have an amazing day. Thank you so much.
I appreciate it. I love all you guys. Me and all my children listen to you guys every morning. My daughters have feverishly been trying to win Taylor Swift tickets.
We'll work on that. Awesome. Well, thank you. We appreciate you.
Thank you guys so much. Yep. Appreciate you too.
Yeah, have a great day. That's amazing. Yeah. Who knew that she'd be giving us the gift? And what was awesome was then you could kind of feel the switch in, the flip in her when I said, how are you? And then it was like, God, she's great.
Yeah, honestly, right?
For everything that's going on, she's great. Elizabeth, on the other hand, not so great. Having a rough run right now, huh?
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hi, Elizabeth. Having a rough run right now, huh?
Yeah, and thank you for taking my call. I just want to see what my purpose is in life. You know, I feel like regardless of whether it's career or family, right, I feel like I'm never doing anything right.
Right now, your purpose is to speak directly into the phone because it feels like you might have put the phone into your chin and you're kind of muffled. So what was that again? You're looking for your purpose in the world?
Correct.
Gary, what do you say for Elizabeth?
Well, I see her all over the place. Did you think about moving? Have you moved? What's the move in your head?
I have been wanting actually to move. But when I talked to my fiance about it, there's just some things in our life that we can't move right now. But that is something that I've been wanting to do for a long time.
It feels like that everything changes. If you do, there may be a move that's coming up, relatively soon, and you're going to think, it looks like you're thinking in that direction. And when you do that, it looks like that things line up for you. You're having a hard time with anything lining up. Sometimes your angels left the building, so to speak. It didn't, you can't get things to line up. But it looks like that there could be a magical move coming up, and you'll probably do it. I'm not telling you to do it. I'm saying I think you will. And when you do, everything lines up, and it looks perfect then. So that's how I see it.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah,
thank you. That was easy. You know what's great about today is everything's been so much easier than I thought they were going to be. Honestly, I thought it was going to be rough. Let's wrap it up with Devin. So, Devin, sorry about your grandma. It's the sucky part about being an adult that nobody ever prepares us for.
No.
Absolutely.
You just named your daughter after her?
I did. She's about two. My daughter's two now, and my grandma passed away about 3 years ago, but there's always been turmoil right before her passing. So I just named her family issues that they just couldn't get over.
Yeah.
She's my dad's mom, and he stopped talking to her right before her passing. So there's that rift there between my dad and her, and they could never settle it. So it got distant. The relationship got distant in the last part of her life. And I tried to stay as close to her as possible. But because of the issue between my dad and her, like, we kind of got put in the middle.
Can I be super nosy and ask you what the issue was?
My dad's
what
wife.
It was about. You don't have to get super in depth, but like, what was it?
My
was
dad's
it about
wife.
Money?
No, my what? Dad's wife, and then giving up a child.
Okay.
Hmm. And my grandma didn't agree with it, so that caused a big old problem between them.
Sure. So this is deep.
I just want to make sure she's good. Yeah. She's okay. I did name my daughter after her, which I know I made the right decision, but hopefully she can see that I did that as well.
Gary? Well, I see your grandma on the other side, and she balls up her fist and shakes it and laughs. And she says, I was always strong, sometimes too strong, she says. And she says that she's with you every day, and she likes you because you got her spunk in you. But she says you got it all wrong, that anything's wrong. She said there's nothing wrong, not even with your dad. She says it's only wrong with him. It's only wrong with you. It's not wrong with her. So you guys are worried about grandma being upset on the other side, and she's blissful. She's having fun. She's laughing. She's with somebody, and they're drinking, whoever that would be. I'm not sure who that
so
is.
Funny.
Yeah, makes sense, though, right?
And so, that does make sense.
Who
yeah,
is it? Who's,
and
who
it's
is
funny
it that she's
she
with?
She balls up her fist because she... her nickname here was Tyga. We're from Hawaii, so pardon the little Hawaiian accent, but it's Tyga. So funny you say she balled up her fist and just shook it.
Yeah, we couldn't tell at all that you're from Hawaii.
Oh.
I didn't want to say anything, but yeah.
No, she's making jokes and says her heaven is a big luau. She's just laughing. It's a party for her.
Oh,
so she's living
right.
Her heaven is a party. And so she's just
over there. She's drinking with my grandpa because he passed not even a year ago now. So
yeah, he liked to drink. He really liked to drink, she says. He still does.
They sure did.
Right. Yeah. So they're just having a big party in heaven. Their heaven is a big party. And so, and she does a little dance, almost like a, you know, twist or something. She's like doing a jig.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, maybe it's a hula. Oh, she said a hula. Oh, it's a strange hula she's doing. But anyway, she's just playing games. Yeah, she's crazy.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah,
awesome.
No problem.
Thank you so much, Gary.
Hey, no problem.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Thank
Devin.
You, guys. Love you guys.
Have an amazing
have a
day.
Good day.
Yeah. You too. Boy, that was I don't know, but I just feel like everything was kind of everything had its own difficulty right up to this moment, and everything just seems so calm right now. Everything
yeah.
seems easy. So thank you. 1-800-827-GARY. 1-800-827-GARY. No matter where he is, he can always do a private reading with you. So call that number or go on the website GarySpivey.com. And next week is Thanksgiving, so we'll talk. Oh, my God. And then, different this year. So we do have one more time with you. Can we talk in 2 weeks before Toy Drive?
Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
Okay. So we'll do one more in 2 weeks because we moved Toy Drive back a week this year. So, yeah, we'll wrap up 2022 with you in 2 weeks. All right?
Okay, great.
All right,
I
man.
Love it.
Love you. Hey. Talk to you soon.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.